This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. Today, we're going to be talking about Afghanistan and the status of women in Afghanistan. And with me to discuss this issue is Malaleh Joya, the most famous woman in all of Afghanistan. She runs a feminist organization and a health clinic, and she's a member of that country's parliament. Malaleh Joya, welcome to Progressive Radio.
Thanks a lot that you want to have an interview on behalf of suffering women in Afghanistan.
It's my pleasure. It's an honor, really. Why are you here in the United States?
Because some freedom-loving organization, especially Afghan Women Mission, they invited me and they wanted to have interview and a speech about the information in Afghanistan. And I thought that because this interview and this trip and this speech had moral value, and I wanted to leave the message of our innocent people to the government of Afghanistan through the freedom-loving and democrat people and organizations to the government of U.S.
What's your interpretation of U.S. policy in Afghanistan? Is it good or is it not good?
Now our people, they really have suspicions on this kind of democracy and war on terror of U.S. and U.S. allies, because they replaced instead of Taliban, Northern Alliance. Because Northern Alliance, they are those people that they did their test to our people from 1992 to 1996. When they were in power, they did lots of crimes against our innocent people. And our people calling them their brothers of Taliban. And they are those people that they do not believe in democracy.
So these are members or relatives of the Taliban and members of the Northern Alliance who in the 1990s were causing so much trouble in Afghanistan. They are now back in power. And do you believe the U.S. government is behind them, is supporting them?
Now, U.S. And U.S. allies, they support Northern Alliance because why they replaced instead of Taliban. And this is the main reason that there is no fundamental change in Afghanistan. You do not see only Kabul. It's true that now we have, for example, constitution and we have parliament and there is some security in Kabul and women can go outside without burqa and like this. And even we have some ministers, women ministers, but you should see the situation of the people around. It means that in the faraway provinces, that what's going on there.
What is going on there?
Yeah, because if I talk about only women, their women, they do not have liberation. For example, I can tell you about Nadia Anjuman. She was a woman who wrote poem, and she has been killed by her husband in this situation. And of course, her husband understands that there is no law at least to ask that why he did this. And also, I should tell about Amina in Badakhshan, why she has been killed by throwing a stone by local warlords. And also, I can tell about Rahima, 13-year-old Rahima, that local warlords, a group of local warlords, they raped her. And there's lots of facts that there's no fundamental change in the life of the woman. For example, UN worker, young UN worker Muska, she kidnapped, but she, because wanted to save her honor, she preferred to kill herself. And lots of women in the western provinces of Afghanistan, they they commit suicide in this situation. I think it's not easy. It's a kind of sacrifice that our women, they are doing. And also, women, they have lots of health and education problems in the faraway provinces. And also, their children has been kidnapped in this situation. A few months ago, for example, in Farah, I saw with my eyes that one child has been kidnapped. After 4 days, we find the dead body of her. And there is no security also, because those some local warlords, they are in power and they have links with warlords, and they do not want to bring security and democracy and women rights in our country.
I'm speaking with Malala Joya, who is a member of Afghanistan's parliament, one of the leading feminists in Afghanistan. Nothing happened to those men who killed those women or raped those women or kidnapped those women? They were not arrested? The men who committed those crimes are free right now?
Of course, you know, now in Afghanistan, there is no justice. You know, the head of justice is a person in the past, he has a link. He was one of the commander of Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. And now he is a person who do not believe in democracy, and he is against women rights and against music, against cable and everything. And so how there will be justice in our country.
Well, why would President Karzai allow such a person to head up the Department of Justice?
This is the question that our people have from Mr. Karzai as an electorate president. Why our people voted to Mr. Karzai? Because he promised to our people several times, especially in the presidential election, that I will never have compromise with warlords. And he said that the warlords, they are the biggest risk for the security, for democracy, and for the future of Afghanistan. But unfortunately, once again, he is to have compromise with warlords. And I want to tell on behalf of my people that these warlords, at first they are like snake in the slaves of Mr. Karzai, and in the second hand, they are the biggest risk for the future of our country, because they are those people that just they are thinking for power, about power. They want to be in power. They do not think about the people in Afghanistan and about the situation in Afghanistan.
And the U.S. government, the Ambassador Khalilzad, before he went to Iraq, he said it was okay for those warlords to join the government. He was in favor of that, I believe. Do you know that that's true, or is that not true?
I think that it's not true. I told you that you do not see only Kabul. Of course, there are some changes in Kabul, and they want to show to the people around the world that now in Afghanistan there is democracy, there is peace and security. But I want to tell you that you should see the faraway provinces, what's going on there. Now, Afghanistan people, they have same problems like Iraqian people, and they are really worried about the future of their country. For example, now we have a parliament in Afghanistan, but unfortunately majority seats of the parliament has been taken by different types of warlords. And in this situation that there is the shadow of Afghan, how we can be hopeful that we will have democratic election and democratic parliament? And of course these warlords, they found way by having foreign supports and by using lots of cheat and by having millions of dollars and lots of gun. And they found way in this important place in our country. And now, day by day, they become powerful. And in this situation, our people, they really become tired from the war. They hatred from the warlords and from the gun. And they really want to come to have security. Even they need more than water and food to security. And when there is no security, how we can talk about the democracy and women rights and peace in Afghanistan? And tell these warlords they are in power, our people, they are not hopeful. And their main message to the U.S. and U.S. allies countries is this, that please stop support of criminals in Afghanistan, especially NARDA alliance.
I'm speaking with Malala Joya, who is a member of parliament in Afghanistan, leading spokesperson for women's rights in Afghanistan. You're listening to Progressive Radio. I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine. The warlords have come back into power in a way that they had before the Taliban came in. What was life like when the Taliban were in power?
It was same. Taliban was brothers of jihadist people. These Narda lines, they are jihadist fundamentalist people because they did lots of crimes under the name of Islam in jihad against our innocent people. They killed lots of innocent people when they were in power from 1992 to 1996. Only in Kabul, 65,000 citizens, people, innocent people, only in Kabul. And this Taliban, they are those people that they have medieval-minded people. They were, and also they didn't believe in democracy, and they were against women roles and like this, like their brothers, like jihadis brothers. And all of people of Afghanistan, they were jihadi, and they attend in jihad, and they attend an attack against Russian. But unfortunately, these are groups of warlords that just they are thinking about power, and they do not think about the freedom of our country and democracy.
Were you in favor of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan?
In this situation, our people, they do not need only to U.S. help and U.S. allies, but they help to the all of the freedom-loving countries and organizations and people around the world. But and in this situation that U.S. and U.S. allies, they have main role in Afghanistan. Of course, they have their own strategic plans, but they should think about the innocent people of Afghanistan, how much they are poor and how much they need to security, to money, to rebuilding and reconstruction of their country, to coming security and like this. But unfortunately, U.S. and U.S. allies, by these tested enemies and warlords, they cannot bring democracy in Afghanistan. For example, foreign community and international countries, they helped about $12 billion for rebuilding of Afghanistan. But why, after the domination of Taliban, there is no fundamental change in the rebuilding of Afghanistan? And we have, for example, city center in Kabul, but unfortunately, few kilometers away from the palace, presidential palace, our people are dying because of the cold weather. And also in the faraway provinces, they do not have even human lives there. But this kind of corrupt governments and government and some corrupt NGO, they are receiving money under the rebuilding of country, under the bringing some change in the life. They are putting monies in their pockets. But unfortunately, once again, in London conference, they want to give about $10 billion once again to the corrupt government, like this corrupt government. So U.S. and U.S. allies should change this policy, and they should ask from these people that why you do not use these monies for the people. Our people really need to their help, because when they left the which countries that they want to help Afghanistan, which they left, our people really worried that maybe civil war once again will start in our country. And these warlords, they become powerless, little powerless than Taliban before. But why once again U.S. and U.S. allies want to make them powerless, and day by day making them powerful? Not powerless, sorry, powerful, day by day making them powerful. They are biggest risks at first for U.S. I want to tell in U.S. allies, they are like Taliban. Why Taliban attacked on U.S.? And you remember 11 September 2001. Who created Taliban? Who supported Taliban? And who destroyed Taliban domination? And they are like brothers of Taliban. Once again, I want to tell that they are biggest risk for the future of Afghanistan. For example, why I can't talk freely in the parliament. And if I want to have speech, they do not let me. They treat me to death. And four times they want to do assassination against me like this. It also should be an example that there is no democracy in Afghanistan.
I'm speaking with Malala Joya, who is a member of parliament in Afghanistan. You were the victim of 4 assassination attempts. 4 times they tried to kill you?
Yeah, they tried. But you know, in every corner of Afghanistan, I have my supporter because most of innocent people of Afghanistan, they support me. And these goals and hopes and idea in this struggle that I do, there is no personal benefit. Our people, they know very well. And this is the main reason that most of people, they support me, because this is this ideas that I have, it doesn't belong only to me. It is the voice of the suffering people of Afghanistan, innocent people. So I decided till I'm alive, I have energy, I want to serve my people. Of course, I know about the hardships, about threats, about sacrifices, about everything there in Afghanistan. And one day, they will physically kill me. But I told several times that I will never afraid and I will never compromise, have compromise with warlords, and I always will expose them if I saw that they are once again they want to building some laws that will be against freedom of our country, against democracy, and against women rights in Afghanistan. This is the main reason. But one day if they kill me, but they will never kill the voice. This is the voice of the suffering people of Afghanistan.
You're sure they're going to kill you?
If they become sexist, they will kill. If they find chance, but they try, because I, even here when I have speeches, I have, for example, in Toronto, in Canada, and also here in US and Los Angeles, when I had some interview through phone, even I received threats to death. And also in the parliament in Afghanistan, I received through some journalists that they threats and they warned when she returned, we will know like this. But some of the members of the parliament, they supported me and they said, she said, true, I know that some warlords that they are in power, they trust me to death. But I'm proud that most of innocent people of Afghanistan from different ethnic and from the different provinces, they support me.
Now, these death threats, some people who would receive death threats would become quiet, would not want to risk being killed. Why do you keep speaking out?
You know that, for example, some light-minded and educated people of Afghanistan, because they are worried about my security, they are telling me you should do some diplomacy. But you know what's the meaning of diplomacy in Afghanistan? Because they are those people that they do not believe in democracy. When I do diplomacy, they are thinking that I am afraid and I return and I regret. But I want to tell, I said truth. Till I'm alive, I will defend from the truth. And I'm a person, I'm a freedom-loving person, and I believe in democracy.
You became famous in 2003 when at the first Loya Jirga, you stood up and denounced the warlords in government, as you have been as we speak, and called them anti-woman and called them criminals and said they should go to the International Criminal Court. Were you allowed to continue speaking then?
Yeah, this struggle is the continuous struggle from Loya Jirga. Before Loya Jirga, I struggled, but nobody knew about me. But now that after Loya Jirga, that people around the world and also people and enemies in Afghanistan, they know about me. I promised to my people that till I was alive, I will be honest for them and I will never have compromise with warlords.
You mentioned also more recently in Parliament not only the warlords but also the drug lords. And you said some of the people in government, you told me, are brothers of the Taliban. And yet they are peddling these drugs, the opium. Why? How?
You know, for example, now, unfortunately, when the government of Afghanistan, they are telling that to the innocent farmer, to the poor farmer of Afghanistan, that you do not plant opium. But unfortunately, the governor of these provinces, they are those people that they have links with mafia. They trade threats. So you should think, is it possible to stop the planting of opium? In another hand, our people, they are very poor people. If the government of Afghanistan, they destroying their plants, they should pay something for them instead of this. And this is the reason that they can stop the planting of opiums. For example, in the parliament, at the first day, when I talked about stopping planting of opium and make the disarm the warlords, especially those warlords that they have links with the mafia. Even some of them, they are close to Mr. Karzai. Even the one list of these persons, even some of them, they were ministers and they had positions. The list was in the pocket of Interior Minister Mr. Jalali, but never said who were they. And also some magazines, they wrote like New York Times about those people that they are drug warlords, drug dealers. And this now everyone know in Afghanistan that who are doing the drug dealers, they are trading mafia. Sorry, my English is not good. So tell these warlords they are in power, they can do everything, and not only planting the opiums and trading of opiums, and they should be as soon as powerless. Tell they are in power, there is no fundamental change in Afghanistan.
You're listening to Progressive Radio. I'm speaking with Malala Joya, a member of parliament in Afghanistan and a leading voice for women's rights and democracy and anti-corruption in Afghanistan. Do you think President Karzai himself is corrupt?
I want to say that Mr. Karzai, why our people voted to Mr. Karzai? Because he was the only person doesn't had bloody hand in the history of Afghanistan. And also they wanted to show their hatred. Our people wanted to show their hatred to the enemies of Afghanistan. They voted to Mr. Karzai. As a president of a country, Mr. Karzai should accept some risk and sacrifices because of bringing change in Afghanistan and democracy and peace in Afghanistan. Because in this situation, most of innocent people of Afghanistan, they are with Mr. Karzai. On another hand, the foreign community, they are with Mr. Karzai. And he should stand up and he should stop the compromise with warlords.
Do you have any success in parliament in defending women's rights in passing legislation?
It's about a new month that parliament starts. This is the first time that after several years of war, more than 25 years of war, our people, they want to experience the parliament. And as a person, as a freedom-loving person, dear, and as a social activist woman, dear, in the parliament, I try my best to be unite with the light-minded and democrat and peace. Freedom-loving members of the parliaments, men and women, I want to be united with them, and we should be one voice for the suffering people of Afghanistan. In one hand, we should try our best to bring in some changes in the life of the women of Afghanistan, especially we should arrange some health and education facilities for them, because half of the population of Afghanistan, if they become movement, if they improve, if they have knowledge, our country will improve very soon. And on the other hand, we should expose the mask of those people that now, those criminal and tested people that now they do not believe in democracy, but just now they have mask of democracy and they want to use under the name of democracy, and they want to control once our country, and they want to do to their crimes under the name of democracy like they did in the past under the name of Islam and jihad. So we should be unit and we should try our best to bring some changes in the life of our people.
You mentioned health and education. You run a health clinic too when you're not in parliament. How is the health clinic going? Do you see a lot of women? And what diseases do you work on there?
Yeah, I'm a social activist of an organization of promoting Afghan women's capabilities, which name is, this is an NGO which name is OPAC, and we have health and education activities in some provinces of Afghanistan in our offices in Kabul. But during the domination of Taliban, I was as activist for 2 years after when I graduated from school in Herat, a western province of Afghanistan, and I had underground activities, education activities for women and girls there. But after domination of Taliban, I went in Herat, and I was director of 3 provinces there on behalf of OPAC, Herat, Farah, and Nimruz. And we have their health and education activities, especially for women and children, because this NGO believes that during the war period, it's true that men and women, both of them, they did sacrificed, but the men, women and children, they were the first and most victims during the war. This is the reason that now we have most of activities for women and children. Now we have, for example, health, hormone health center that we in Delhi, we are treating about 50 patients, but now because lack of money, only we are treating 25 patients. And also we had health, we had orphanage for orphan children, but because of lack of money, it's about 1 year we closed. And also we have literacy courses for women there and different villages. And also we have computer courses for young generation. You know, this is the internet period. And also we have some, sometimes we have some teams that we are distributing some materials as much as we can to our people. And I had close communication with my people, and this was the reason that they voted me in the election of Loijerga. So I went in Loijerga, and I was as delegate of them.
Are you getting threats at those health clinics too?
Yeah, of course. There in Farah, when I want to improve my activities, these people, they do not help me. Because, you know, when I expose them, I have there lots of problems. When I'm going to, for example, outside, I have to have bodyguards. In this situation, I really hate from the guns. But I have to use gun. And also, I have to wear burqa when I'm going outside. In this situation, it's not easy for me. But because I want to serve my people, I have to accept this. And also we need to improve the activities of our clinic. But nobody helps us, those people that they can in Farah, for example, in Kabul. And I try my best to improve, because we are looking that from far away districts and villages, poor women, even with donkey, they are coming and they want to treat them and give them medicine. And this is the only clinic there in Farah that we are giving free medicine to the women and children.
We only have about a minute left. What would you say to people here in the United States? How can we help the people and the women of Afghanistan?
I have 2 messages to the people, especially freedom-loving people and organizations there in U.S. At first, we need to their moral help. Please, they do not forget the people of Afghanistan. They should force their government that they should change this policy. They should stop the government of U.S. should stop the support of tested enemies and criminal warlords of Afghanistan. In another hand, of course, our people, they are very poor and they want to rebuild our country. They should support, they should moral support our people. We need to their moral and material help. Once again, please do not forget innocent people of Afghanistan.
Well, that's going to have to be it. Malala Joya, thanks so much for being my guest on Progressive Radio. It's a real honor and privilege to meet with you and talk with you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Today's program is available online at progressive.org. You can also write to us at 409 East Main Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Our music is by Mufa. Progressive Radio is produced by Elizabeth DiNovella and engineered at Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin.